Not taking credit for your students' accomplishments. At the start of his teaching career, the instructor spent a semester teaching English language arts and journalism at the Kickapoo Nation School in Powhatan, Kansas. He brought fiction written by Native American authors such as Leslie Marmon Silko into these classes, as well as reading through the Ken Kesey novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1962, with the juniors. It was an enjoyable 6 months for the instructor as a young, impressionable, new teacher, eager to learn from interesting experiences. Inspired by the short stories included in the collection The Man to Send Rain Clouds, 1974, the sophomores decided to create their own play, which they called The Res. The instructor felt great about so many things that happened at the Kickapoo School, and especially was impressed and proud of the students for their work on The Res, loosely based on people and places on the Kickapoo Reservation. This perhaps would have been a good opportunity to develop an article for publication about all the things the students had accomplished, but as the instructor collected his degree at nearby University of Kansas, said farewell to students, colleagues, and tribe members at that year's Kickapoo Nation School graduation ceremony, and prepared for a move to a teaching job in Ecuador, he reflected on the experiences and rapport he had enjoyed with the Kickapoo community and made a decision not to use the students' creative work, not to take credit for their achievements, not to seek personal glory for what he felt lucky to have witnessed there. Years later, this past semester, as the action research experiment developed, the instructor remembered the ethic that had motivated his early career decision to show respect for his students by not attributing their results to himself. Many of this semester's students freely handed over their posters to the instructor after the poster display activity, and a number of these now decorate his office, which is an impressive sight to behold and provides him with further inspiration as tokens representing some of the praxis of these participatory action research projects. But the instructor did not invite faculty colleagues to the poster display activity and is resisting the temptation to share photographs of the posters in any context suggesting that they are his accomplishments rather than his students. Even writing the present paper has been made more difficult by the gnawing sense that it may have ended up being more about what he did than what the students did.